Investment and holding property company ARB Holdings were out with their annual financial results today. They specialise in the delivery of electrical products and they distribute lighting products. They reported revenue up 4.5% at 2.7 billion rand. However, their earnings declined, with headline earnings per share down 18.8% at 58.2 cents. The company says it has cash on hand of around 181 million rand. Meanwhile, shareholders will get a dividend of 25 cents a share, which is unchanged on the year before. To unpack the numbers for us, I'm joined on the line by Billy Neesham. He's the CEO at ARB. Thanks very much for joining us on the show, Billy. Before we get into the nitty-gritties of your numbers, just give us an outline of the various business divisions that you have, what they do, and the kind of clients that they serve.
Okay, we have the electrical business, which is a combination of our ARB electrical wholesalers, the Chint business, which has an exclusive agency for Chint low voltage products. And then we have the newly acquired Craigcore, which is supplies Allen Bradley products in predominantly the Gauteng area. In lighting, we have the Eurolux brand and then the recently acquired Radiant brand from January this year. And then the holding company as a whole basically owns a lot of properties that the electrical division rents from us.
Right. And just in terms of your clientele can be pretty much anybody because you're in the business of electricity.
Very much so. The electrical business very much in terms of a wide product range in all categories in terms of contractors, government, Eskom, building industry, mining. So a wide category of businesses. In the lighting business, they very much supply to retailers or resellers, so
yes,
the other wholesalers or something like that. You don't sell directly to the public in the lighting division.
Understood. So in terms of your revenue growth of 4.5%, where in your operations did you see this growth, albeit in single-digit territory?
Most of it came from the acquisition of, or inclusion of the acquisition of Radiant and for Craigcore for the full year this year. Craigcore last year was only introduced into our operations from March. So we've seen those two contribute to our revenue. Failing that, our revenue would have been slightly backwards.
Presumably a subdued South African economy, particularly in the areas of manufacturing and construction, is not the greatest news for you guys.
Definitely not. Manufacturing, construction, and even government infrastructure spend, because any project, as you said earlier, requires electricity. You and I require electricity for every single thing we do.
Yes.
And likewise, all the construction activities, if you think about even things like sewage plants, they need electricity. Schools, they need electricity. So it's a wide range of areas that we can sort of supply into.
Every year at budget time, we do hear about some sort of infrastructure budget allocation, but the word on the street, especially in the construction sector, is that there's little evidence of projects being given out. So has that generally been your experience in the period under review?
That's certainly been our experience.
Right. So with the number of contracts you're able to achieve on, you know, the minimal side for now, how are you making the most of the little work that you do get and how do you create efficiencies in your business?
I think certainly in the last year there has been adjusting for the downturn in the economy. We are focusing in the coming year in terms of making all our businesses more effective and efficient, particularly in the electrical division where we electrical wholesaling division where we have taken particular strain. And with the Lordsview development, the idea is to create a distribution center for the electrical wholesaling operation, which would mean that we could rationalize the size and nature of our branches that we have around the country.
What sort of investment did you make in that that particular project in somewhere in Midrand, I understand? And
yes,
obviously, you would hope that economic growth happens soon so that you can compensate for all that investment.
We've invested roughly 145 million, and it's been over a two-year period. So, yes, we definitely would like to see the economy return to actually get some sort of return on that investment.
So you indicate that you're sitting on cash of about 180 million rand, and it seems as though you're not geared at all. You don't have much debt. So in this tricky macroeconomic environment, what are the options in terms of putting that cash to good use, if there are any?
Well, certainly we've always been pretty conservative in terms of making sure that we don't bet the bank on anything. But we continue to look at acquisition opportunities that present themselves. But the focus in the next year is definitely to bed down the Lordsview facility and the Radiant acquisition and to get them operating and giving us the kind of returns that we actually expect.
Any appetite at all to go north of Limpopo?
We have ventured up there, but we generally tended to follow our clients, mainly in the construction industry. And with those clients having woeful times in the last year.
Yes,
that hasn't been a great experience for us. It's very different rules of engagement north of the Limpopo.
That was Billy Neesham. He's the CEO at ARB.